perhaps two or three deep breaths, and as you exhale, let go of thoughts, feelings, ideas. Let your breath return to normal. There's a practice which is sometimes done, which is a preparation for loving kindness practice. And that is a practice of forgiveness, so that our heart is not closed in making goodwill inaccessible. It can be helpful to forgive. Forgiving doesn't mean condoning. It doesn't mean denying that something wrong has happened. It means that we're no longer going to hold this person out of our hearts. No longer to hold resentment. And forgiving sometimes is very difficult to do. So in doing the forgiveness practice, for sometimes it's simply we're willing to start the process of forgiving. We're beginning to enter the area of the possibility of forgiving. No longer holding the anger, the hurt. The forgiveness practice is done similar to the metta practice in that it involves repeating phrases, three phrases, and letting the meaning of the phrases kind of work their way through our hearts, our minds. As we say the phrases, bring to mind different people and beginning to extend the forgiveness. And then you can repeat after me. For whatever harm I have caused others, may they forgive me. For whatever harm I have caused others, may they forgive me. For whatever harm I have caused others, may they forgive me. For whatever harm others have caused me, may I forgive them. For whatever harm I have caused others, for whatever harm others have caused me, may I forgive them. For whatever harm others have caused me, may I forgive them. for whatever harm I have caused myself, I forgive myself. For whatever harm I have caused myself, I forgive myself. For whatever harm I have caused myself, I forgive myself. And then taking a deep breath and the exhalation, settling into yourself, into a sense of yourself as a human being, have an image of yourself. If it's difficult to have an image of yourself as you are now, perhaps an image of yourself as you were as a child. There are some people who, when doing loving kindness practice, will find it helpful to place their hand over their hearts. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. And then I'll continue, but this time give you some sense of other words you might use. It's usually best to only have about 4 different phrases you choose, but here are some others you might use. May I be filled with joy. May I be at ease. May I have physical well-being. May I have mental ease. May there be kindness. May I be at peace. And then to end this sitting, I would like to read to you the ancient poem of the Buddha that is the source of the practice of loving kindness in the Buddhist tradition. And this is a poem that people memorize and chant and has been transmitted down through the centuries and is revered and deeply meaningful for many people who have been practicing this practice for a long time. It's called the Metta Sutta. This is the work of those who are skilled and peaceful, who seek the good. May they be able and upright, straightforward, of gentle speech and not proud. May they be content and easily supported, unburdened, with their senses calmed. May they be wise, not arrogant, and without desire for the possessions of others. May they do nothing mean or that the wise would reprove. May all beings be happy. May they live in safety and joy. All living beings, whether weak or strong, tall, stout, medium or short, seen or unseen, near or distant, born or to be born, may they all be happy. Let no one deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none by anger or hatred wish harm to another. As a mother watches over her child, willing to risk her own life to protect her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, suffusing the whole world with unobstructed loving kindness. Standing or walking, sitting or lying down, during all one's waking hours, may one remain mindful of this heart and this way of living that is the best in the world. Unattached to speculations, views, and sense desires, with clear vision, such a person will never be reborn in the cycles of suffering again. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu. May all beings be happy.